Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the FinFab channel, the Nutritious channel. I mean, we're going to talk wellness, health, you know, fun stuff today with my guest. We're even going to talk some business, you know, because she is a creative, you know, innovator, I would say, CEO who started a company that does two great things to help people live better, I would say. So Tammy Nevin is our actual guest today, and she's the founder of Happy Soul Wellness. Again, dedicated to making wellness accessible and enjoyable for everyone. Now, wellness can be, you know, tricky and, you know, difficult sometimes. I think we're going to have the magic formula on how to do this, you know, while having a good time. So without any further ado, Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, no, listen, the pleasure is mine. And this is my world. I love health and wellness. And so you're really in the core of that. And, you know, we need that. We need a lot of it. I mean, you know, I've stated this a few times in previous shows, but, you know, the reason I even started iHealth Radio and the iHealth channel is because I didn't think there was, we have the weather channel, but we don't have something that is for health, like a real channel for health radio. We have talk shows, we have different things here and there, but I try to do something where it's in a form, you know, a form like it's, you know, to a level. And so, mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what kind of prompt me to start all this. And so I'm in this, you know, for the duration, because I love this. And I think we all need a little bit of one, especially in a world where our food, our, you know, habits, everything is not really where it needs to be. And we can see around us, there's a lot of health crises, you know, everywhere.
Yes,
so Tammy, let's start where it all started, with your journey that got you into creating your company.
Well, so I had been a real estate agent, and during COVID, it, you know, all heck broke loose during COVID. A lot of people stayed home. The world kind of stopped for many people, but it did not for real estate agents. So it got, you know, there was probably a 2-week period where we were home, we didn't know what was going on. And then people wanted to start looking at houses, shockingly. But so it got really, really busy during that time. And I was also caring for my ailing mother and father-in-law. So she had Parkinson's, he had dementia. My husband's an only child. And of course, the brunt of it was on me while also raising children. So I just got really burnt out. I mean, it all started just from being burnt out and trying to find products that I could use in my home on my own time, you know, on my own schedule, which usually meant at 10 o'clock at night. So when everything else calmed down, so I could just breathe and kind of have me time. So it just started from that. I started searching, and I found a lot of things that were either really expensive or just cheaply made. I couldn't really find an in between. So I just, and then that's when I came upon red light therapy and the benefits of red light therapy and how that can help all kinds of people with all kinds of issues. And I'd never heard of it. You know, I'm in a small town in Wisconsin, and the nearest spa is like 45 minutes from us. So it's not something that I just knew about. So that's where it started. And I just got a wild hair, like, I need to let people know about this and how awesome this is. And I just started doing a ton of research, and that's kind of where it all started.
Well, there's quite a bit there. So first things first, I mean, real estate, I mean, it's listen, that's a world I've been as well into. I mean, I when I mentioned earlier, before we started the show, that I had a business, I had a real estate school.
Oh,
I mean, one of a few, but that was kind of like one of the longest businesses we've had. And so real estate has always been, I mean, I think I got my license in 96, you know, when I first started.
Oh, sure.
It was an interesting world, and it is still, it goes up and down. There's plenty of action in there. It's a perfect, you know, job sometimes. And this is just talking about the business side of it. When you have, I guess, responsibility, mm-hmm. gives you good flexibility. There's good potential of earning, and, you know, but I do find it very interesting that in COVID, people still want to show and see houses. I mean, people were like scared of everybody else. So that I found that fascinating.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, intriguing. But it is what it is, right? I mean, it was real and you did that. But but then here's the thing. You're right. You got burned. You know, I mean, burnout is a very real thing. And we've had a couple of shows about, burnout, and whether we had one about burnout in the medical field, and we had burnout just in business and how it affects your mental health and your physical health and stuff. And sometimes it can be very detrimental to how you operate, right? And so, so you kind of found that and you wanted solutions. And by the way, I kind of understand, your position, because I am an only child and my wife helps as well with my mom. She's an elderly. Her father is, getting, also in that age where we need a lot of help. So it's the difficult place. And it is difficult sometimes to find, how to make and maneuver through this. But now you mentioned red light therapy. Now, I had a couple of shows about red light therapy, and it's a pretty cool, world as well. I mean, and it's real. Mm-hmm. It does help. I mean, there's a lot of stuff from nature that there are practices that you can get a lot of red light, through nature. But now we have it as equipment. We have it as, spa stuff, that you can get, and you can deep dive, to bring that as well to our audiences. So let's talk about it. So is Happy Soul Wellness only for red light therapy, or do you have, you do have more than stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
So let's talk about the whole, stuff, and then we can deep dive in each one of those components of your company.
Sure. So it started out with red light therapy. And then doing more research. And I'm, at this time I was into health and wellness a little bit. I just didn't have the time. I used to think that being like taking care of myself was selfish. So, I had three daughters and I was always the last one to, I was the last one I thought of, I should say. So, and I know this happens with a lot of women with kids, So it started with red light therapy and then just diving in and just so much more research. Then I came upon infrared saunas, infrared sauna blankets, the infrared heat, and how detoxifying that is and how good that is for you. So with that, I started looking into infrared sauna blankets. Dry brushing is a huge thing for detoxifying and lymphatic drainage, which lymphatic drainage is a very important step that everybody should take. That most people, I didn't know what the heck that was, and prior to this, and just learning about all these things that you can do without popping pills and going to a spa. Just these little things that you can do for yourself that don't take a lot of time either. So we also have a copper body brush. And copper, it's like, it's a powerful conductor of energy, and the friction that helps with dry brushing as well. So just digging deep more into things like that. We have a couple, I have a dry facial brush too, that also helps with lymphatic drainage, just helps with skin issues and things like that. I have other little red light therapy device and definitely a clean wellness serum with blue tansy oil. Blue tansy is anti-inflammatory, and I wanted something that, you do all this good stuff for yourself, but then you put a bunch of crap on your face. And, so I'm trying to slowly, with all clean products as well, just slowly, bit by bit, get into more of that as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I was, as you were talking, I was looking at the website, and that, the products looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
They really look, the finish, product up beautiful, the packaging, the look and everything. So you'll see it, folks.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Check on the website. Again, my wife is into the same stuff. So I look at these things. They're
yes.
And we've I mean, last year I did a show on the beauty expo, the Middle East Beauty Expo in Dubai, and there were like 5,000 companies there. I mean, everything that you could dream of in terms of, we've done a couple of expos in the last 3 years, and that one I actually covered, and it was just a lot of stuff, from perfumes,
greenery,
to cosmetics, to, you know, the organic stuff, the oils. I mean, you name it, they had it. If you had to do with beauty, they had it. And it's everybody from all over the world. So it's pretty cool stuff. So I'm into this as well. So, you know, it's always great to look and see a good quality product. You know, when you see one, it's just gets you excited. But I wanted to say this. It's amazing. You said something very powerful that for audiences, and I think many of us make that mistake. We probably all are guilty to a degree. One being, we don't take care of ourselves because we think everybody else is priority, and we're the less priority. Now that's, I get it. You know, we got to take care because we feel accountable, responsible. But I think that's the mistake we all make. We kind of take a secondary position in terms of health until we start, you know, realizing that this is not good. I'm not feeling right. Everything is not working here. I need to do something. Mm-hmm. But the actual, I mean, the cliche one is that, you know, in the airplane, they tell you, don't put your mask first, put it on your kids or whoever with you before you can put it on your face. That's the same concept. I mean, put it on yourself before you put it on, you know,
something
else. You know, so because you need to be physically fit to be able to assist. If you're not, you're not going to be able to assist. And that actually goes across all ourselves, you know, out there, you know. So if you are watching or listening, I think that's a big deal. We need to take care of ourselves. It's not selfish. Self-care is not selfish at all. It is actually important. It is part of what we're supposed to be doing so we can do better for others. And that also for business, for personal, for life, for family, if you have a significant other, for your children, you know, you cannot be a good support to anyone if you're not, you know, present and fully, you know, in your full capacity, right? Whether physical or mental. By the way, those two things go hand in hand, and many times we affect those things if we don't do it right. And and it can get you. And by the way, COVID, the pandemic in general affected everybody mentally, physically. Yeah. It was challenging. So besides all that, I mean, there was just a lot of stuff, right? And and we know that. I mean, everybody, this is not something that was isolated. I think everybody around the world experienced
right.
You know, there's no one that can say, I have no idea what it was. If you live in and you're still on this planet today, you've been there, you know, unless you were born beyond that, like, you know, after that year, right? But even that, you can still feel some of the brunts of the actual pandemic to date, right? So it's important. Now I love that the concept that you've looked at different products and you know, yes, I mean, spas are great and you can go to them, but you're right. I mean, what if the spa is not available or it's too far out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, I love this. It's 45 minutes away. I mean, that's pretty far. I mean, that's like, wow. But I get it. I mean, you know, when you go to the central states in general, I mean, the US is pretty big and, you know, towns are like far apart from each other, and so yes, there's a lot of land to cover, and it's different, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're in metropolitan areas, you probably can have a spa in every corner, but that's another story. And even if you did, they're expensive, so you know that's, you know. And by the way, they, you know, we can go there because it's important. They have bigger, you know, bigger equipment, different things, and they always innovate. And you know, you get a full treatment, but this is like do it yourself kind of concept, you know, and it works. And you need something like that, you know, on the go. When you can, you know, go places or, again, something on a budget. It doesn't matter. I mean, you have something.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. Again,
and pampering yourself is nothing. There's not to be ashamed of or to qualify as it's a secondary thing. It's priority, right? And I love what you said, like, you know, you're putting all this stuff, the makeups and stuff like that. You know, studies are showing that a lot of that stuff is not healthy at all. I mean, there's so much bad contents, you know, and ingredients in these products out there. Now, again, you know, there's good products and there's bad products. And I mean, they look good, they do the job, you know, but what's in them, you know, that stuff seeps into your skin. It disrupts sometimes the hormones, you know, I mean, you know, there's phthalates, I think, in the fragrances, there's, you know, all kind of stuff that's out there that can be an impact. And, you know, I mean, I was watching something a couple of days ago about, you know, the makeup. And you know, people are putting layers and layers of, especially, I mean, women I mean, even guys did do it these days, but
right, women
specifically,
right.
You know, they put a lot of, you know, mascara, this, that, the other. And so it's layers mm-hmm. and that stuff. If you don't cleanse that, that's all seeping into your skin. And again, you know, you're not going to feel yeah. the immediate effects, but there is, you know, long-term, you know, maybe effects that can be there. So looking at those things are you know, a great thing. So I love the concept that you want, like, wait a minute, we need to do something that is healthier. So why don't you break out a little bit, you know, some of these products and the benefits, you know, to the wellness of someone, you know, I mean, you kind of, you know, briefly mentioned some of the things, but let's deep dive a little bit to it so people can really see what the value for each one of those mm-hmm. key products, whether it's the brush. Sure. I mean, and there's a couple of things that I can see from the copper and the brush itself, the serum and all the stuff. So let's kind of dive in. Let's pitch that.
Well, as far as red light therapy, so it can, you know, there's so many facets to that. So for one thing, it can reduce pain and inflammation. You know, if you have knee pain or shoulder pain or something, it actually has helped with that even people use it on their pets. So, you know, pets that, you know, have hip problems or something like that, it's been shown to help pets. You know, it's not just on people that you can, horses. A lot of people use it on horses, but so reducing inflammation, and you know, there's red light and infrared light, and the infrared light gets deeper into the cells. And you know, it just rejuvenates your cells. There's also another benefit of helping with fine lines and wrinkles. And us women who are, you know, in our, well, pre-menopause, you know, we're, you know, and that's one thing, when I started, it was like, oh, wow, this can help with lines and wrinkles. I mean, I was almost 50 years old and it's like, okay, that's great. Because, you know, we all get self, you know, conscious about everything, as we age. Hair loss, it helps with hair loss even, and thinning hair. There's been studies that have shown that it helps grow hair back. So it's just one thing too. I mean, it just helps with inflammation, you know, reducing inflammation. There's also other light therapies. It's not just red light. I mean, there's blue light, and it's certain nanometers, you know, that you have to do. But the blue light helps with like acne. There's green light, you know, that has been shown to help with dark spots. Purple light, which is a combination of blue and red light. So there's different light therapies that help with different skin issues as well. So that is like red light therapy. That's kind of the gist of that. There's just a lot of things that, so many things that that helps with. As far as the infrared sauna blankets, it's kind of like going to an infrared sauna. You know, you have the far infrared heat, and the infrared heat is just, it's a deeper heat. It gets more into the cells than just regular heat. Studies have shown that. So, I mean, that helps, that increases circulation. So like after a workout, if you're sore with sore muscles and stuff, that has been shown to reduce inflammation, in the body, and just deep relaxation. Just being in this hot sauna, just makes you slow down and just relax. That's one big thing that just helps with me. So you have that, and then dry brushing. I mean, dry brushing has been around for thousands of years. They say Cleopatra used to dry brush, you know? I mean, that exfoliates your skin. You know, it gets rid of all the dead skin cells. You know, that promotes circulation. And I know we talked about lymphatic drainage too. So that's a big thing. So those three things are those. Three things alone are great starters. Even one of them, if you can do one every night, you know, before bed, before you take a shower, that will be, you know, great for your body. Any one of them will be. So, you know, like And also, like with us, we have our copper body brush, and it's actually horsehair bristles and copper bristles. And that just helps with the negative ions, and, you know, and it helps, well, once again, it's circulation, and it's like, it's a conductor of energy, and that protects your skin from free radicals. So that's just another thing that, you know, that will help, just doing one thing, you know, dry brushing, if that's all you have time for. So, the Blue Tansy serum too, that's actually anti-inflammatory. The Blue Tansy oil, has been known to reduce inflammation, and, you know, it has anti-inflammatory effects too. So never knew about Blue Tansy 10 years ago. So a lot of good stuff.
Well, amazing. I mean, here's the thing. You say that you've done quite a bit of research to get here, and you've done that. I mean, these are literally things that you're mentioning that many people may not even know about these things. I mean, unless they're really into the things and the health and the wellness, they probably won't even know about these things, right? And they're available. They've been around. Some of these things, as you said, are, you know, millennia old, but they just haven't been practiced, especially not in the US and maybe the Western parts of the world. I mean, in the Asian, you know, cultures, maybe in the, you know, the Eastern cultures in general, you have a lot more of that than actually in the Western cultures. And so you have these things that are kind of like, you know, ancient, and they've always worked, and people look great, you know, and they live longer and they healthier. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the word inflammatory and inflammation a couple of times. That is our biggest problem today. I mean, you know, we are constantly, you know, bombarded with inflammation, you know, through our foods, the toxins in the air, the toxins in our water, the toxins in our food, you know, everything we do. And then the work that we do, you know, we're either sitting too much or moving too much or doing something, and your joints, everything, if you're working out too much, it's still the same. So we're impacted day in, day out, and mm-hmm. we don't have a rest in life. I mean, unfortunately, especially in the US, I mean, just comparing the U.S. to Europe, for example, lifestyles are completely different, right? And so we're just constantly go, 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 go. And we don't even take a moment to breathe, and that's the problem. Then we're taking all these extra stuff that is unnecessary, but it's fine, I guess, you know, from alcohol to, you know, the bad food that's out there, you know, that is, you know, really edibles mm-hmm. that are synthetic, that are not with zero nutritious, you know, fact, you know, an effect, but unfortunately we do that. You know, it's part of what we are. But really, that's a big deal, right? So you've touched on all the different things that most people may not have thought about as part of their daily routine to combat, you know, inflammation. I mean, you know, you're gonna. I think if you're listening and watching, you probably have some joint or something that may have some ailment. Now, if you're that young or younger, you might not think that your body has inflammation, or you may not feel it the same way. But as you transit new age, it will be there. Trust me, there is no way out. I don't care how good you are, how well you work out and all the stuff. You know, if you don't have, I mean, I had a show. If you don't take about 60 plus, you know, vitamins and minerals and all your essentials and the peptides and all the stuff and the amino acids, mm-hmm. guess what? Most of us are not. You know, we are definitely deficient, and therefore we're going to have problems. We don't have vitamin D enough. You know, that's a big deal, you know, and that's actually another one.
Vitamins,
you know, it is a big full, you know, especially us in the northern corridor of the state.
Yep.
It's cold most of, you know, especially in the cold months, you get very little sun, and there's not enough, even when you do. And again, we've been bombarded, do not go on sun, SPF 100, you know, so you're covered up with, like, you know, there's nothing that coming through. And you're missing on that. So we've had a lot of different talks. And for those of you who are aware about wellness and stuff, you know what we're talking about here. These are things that we can really apply in daily lives that can make a difference in how we feel, how we look, and everything. I love what you said about the anti-aging or the wrinkles. It is part of life, folks. We're going to age. Yeah. But there is a process where you can stimulate your skin and all the collagen and things like that, and get a little bit more, you know, lesser of those effects of aging. You know, at least you don't not age, but you kind of slow the process, right? And so these things are, and red light therapy has been shown to be proven as a tool. You know, what you said about the brushing and you know, exfoliating your skin, that's a practice that's been done in a lot of, not so. I'm originally from Morocco, and an exfoliation of the body is a weekly, you know, tradition. I mean, literally back home, you know, there's these, you know, like the Turkish baths, they call them hammams, right? I mean, everybody, you know, it's like, you know, you have to go to these places, like public baths, like the Russian banya, right? You go in there, you, and it's a big sauna, steam room concept, and you sit there, and you have these exfoliating, you know, gloves that you just kind of use on your skin and drop all that dead skin and kind of rejuvenate. And it's a tradition. I mean, it's not like, you know,
that's
you
awesome.
You must go, right? And it's actually the same thing in Turkey and, you know, in Russia. I mean, those are like, you know, if you have a Russian friend or, you know, or anybody from the Eastern Europe, they'll tell you they probably have a sauna in their home.
You know, wow.
Or steam room, they go to a banya because that's part of the daily life. And they know how to do that. They do the cold, hot therapies and stuff. And so, but now with the technology, there's more of these practices at home. And so you can buy these products such as the ones you have and certainly, you know, enjoy a healthier, you know, skin, healthier body, less inflammation, more relaxation. As you said, I love the blanket. I mean, you know, wrap me up, baby.
Yeah.
You know, it feels good if it's warm and you just kind of like get yourself a nice little, you know.
Just sweat it out.
well, let me ask you, is that like, you know, there, I mean, you can do it for a certain period of time, right? You know, I mean, is it?
Yeah. You like usually it's about 30 minutes or so, but you are sweating. And it's, don't take it after you've taken a shower. I mean, always do it before you take a shower. So
listen, I love it because not everybody has access, again, as I said, sauna and steam room and stuff. So this could be in your, you know, home. I mean, you can just blanket up and, you know, sweat it out and get all that. And by the way, sweat, you know, gets rid of, there's good, you know, exchange. The waters are out of your body, the sodiums and all stuff. Now, of course, you need to know how to do it. You can't do too much of that because you lose your, you know.
Right. Your drink a lot of fluids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you, there's different things. So always look, you know, and read about how your body operates and maybe, you know, talk to your, I guess, physician, because that's always a big recommendation.
Yes.
You know, you don't change things in your health without getting some advice. Most of this stuff is safe, but again, some conditions may be deterrents. You know, I don't know. So you just have to be careful.
Absolutely. You know,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with that point, as far as red light therapy goes too, there are people that have light issues, you know, light sensitivity. So that is definitely something where they should check with their provider, or they're taking medication and they're sensitive to light. So that is something, you know, light therapy is very, it's very rare that anything's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of side effects at all, but if you have sensitivity to light, that might be something that you need to, might not work for you.
So with light therapy, I saw there's a couple of things you have. You have a mask, you have, you know, different things. So for the body, for the face. So it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, I've seen actually those masks. They're awesome. I mean, you know, you put them on and you throw in that light and stuff. I had a great guest, you know, who actually also has a product, you know, red light product out there. And, you know, and it's pretty good stuff. I mean, it's just awesome, you know, technology that works. And you're right, for inflammation stuff, it's just big deal. So this stuff that you have is definitely something that, you know, people around the house can use. And I'm looking, the price is right too. So just for those people that are out there, you know, sometimes, you know, you get great quality and, you know, you get the right results. You don't want to go to a doctor, you know, or to the emergency room, you know, with problems if you can actually resolve that. Now, again, you go to a doctor if you need to go, but certainly not, you know, just to avoid some inflammation if you can do it, you know, yourself and feel better because your motion is going to be better and everything's going to be better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And try that before you take pills, you know, it doesn't hurt. So it can only help you.
Oh, you know, you mentioned that earlier. So I want to touch on that because I think traditionally we've been almost conditioned to you get sick, you're a doctor, you get prescribed some drug. And you know, it is a process.
Yep.
Drugs do work, but their work is really patchwork. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll mask the symptoms, they'll probably prevent some of the stuff, but then there's addiction to them, there's all kind of other side effects and things like that. So it might be potentially needed, but you know, I'm not a big fan personally. So if I can avoid, you know, unnecessary medication, I would do it. But certainly there have been cases where I had no choice to take medications. And, you know, and again, it depends. Now, if I can take a little bit of pain without a Tylenol, I will do it. Believe me, you know. Mm-hmm. But I've been in, like, for example, I had a kidney stone one time and nothing could have helped it. So I had to get something in me to at least diffuse that pain until I passed that stone. So sometimes you have no choice. It is necessary, but it's temporary.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff, for example, even in my case, when I mentioned this, you know, unfortunately, in my younger days, I used to, you know, drink a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have drunk then, and, you know, eating stuff.
Me too.
You know, and so at the time, you don't realize it, but eventually that stuff, you're kind of sensitive, so your kidney forms these stones. And so now once you have it once, you can have it twice. And so I've had it already twice in my life. And it's a very, very painful process. I can tell you guys, you know, again, if anyone has experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, please avoid it at all costs. I mean, it is not fun at all as an experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, luckily, you know, it can get resolved, but, you know, depends on the size of that thing. You need surgery, you know, interventions. So again, that's just an example. But the fact is, preventative is where I'm going. If we do the right thing to prevent a lot of this stuff, we might not even need to get into the drugs and stuff. But certainly there's alternative medicine, there's holistic stuff, there's herbal stuff, you know, there's technology that can help, you know, you get the same results without popping, you know, some, you know, drug or some chemistry stuff in your body that is affecting your bloodstream, your, you know, your kidneys, your liver and all the stuff. I mean, a lot of the stuff are toxins, basically, you know, they might solve one problem, and it's amazing because you guys watch news, watch TV, you watch a commercial, you know, you watch a commercial about any medication, there's a big little, it's a small one, but it's a huge disclaimer, like, and it goes, and what you hear at the end is like, you know, it can cause, you know, including that and this and that. And we are, ooh. So do you want to go there? Maybe not. So again, so I love what you said that, you know, if we can avoid having a pill, well, we can do things that are natural. You know, in essence, that's a better way. And I think everybody can agree to that. So thank you. I just wanted to highlight that point that you mentioned. Now, the good news is I'm looking at your stuff and pretty good stuff. How, I mean, you know, now we talk business. How did you get, I mean, I've been out there trying to find, you know, products and things and be able to do stuff. I mean, from the packaging to, it is not an easy process. So you are able to do this stuff.
No.
You know, it's pretty good stuff. It's hard out there, right? I mean, how hard was it for you? I mean,
it is.
You know, what would you tell people?
There's a lot of, there's a lot of trial and error. And I, you know, if I would have told myself on the back end of it, of all the issues I would have had, because I had a lot, I had a lot of issues, especially when you're trying to sell red light therapy, like on Amazon. All my products are on Amazon. They are very strict, which they should be. I just want you to know, Amazon is strict, you know, with who they let sell these things. So they should be, but I was going in blind. I learned a lot, and it took months of going back and forth on different things that I needed, that I didn't have. And all the issues, like if I would have told myself before I started, I don't know if I would have done it, because it would have been so much. But I'm glad I did, of course, you know, just because it's been very challenging, but I've learned so much. I mean, I've learned just a ton. I tried sourcing red light therapy from the United States, because I wanted, of course, all my products to be from the United States. But unfortunately, I just couldn't find anyone. They're just not as advanced, at least anyone that I've talked to, as like Asia is. So they've just been doing it for a long time. They know what they're doing. So I just started sourcing and emailing a lot of people. did a lot of research, watched a lot of YouTube videos, to tell you the truth. on how to source and high quality products and what to do. So, yeah, that's how it got started.
Well, Tammy, I got to tell you, I can relate to your agony and your long journey in working with Amazon and just finding the right products. Cause you know, people that follow us for the last few years, they know that my wife has a cosmetic, you know, line, and it's like, oils and stuff, you know, for the skin and shampoos. And equally, we were at Amazon, and you know, they're very picky, the process. I mean, sometimes I see these little reels and, you know, oh, you can make money for $20 and, you know, go to Amazon. Yeah, you could, but they don't tell you like what it takes to actually have your product on Amazon, how difficult, and your sheet and approvals, and if you do FBA versus not, and all the stuff that takes, you know, place in there, and the approval process and the stuff and the description, the pictures, the whole thing. There's a whole thing, and you back products, and you got to figure out how to deal with them, and you put a chat, you know, thing, and you know, to support, they get back to you. You know, I'm not going to give you the whole thing, and it's hard to talk on the phone. So it's not as easy as folks as you think. And it is.
No.
But I love what you said, that had you told yourself, you would have probably not started, but you know, it's good that you did, because at the end of the day, that's actually the journey of every entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It is not easy. Most people see the success when you're out there and everything is peachy, but nobody sees how hard was it to actually get to find the source. As a reliable source, that's the other thing. I mean, they have to be reliable. They have to be available. They have to be, you know, provide the right quality, you know, and you got to get, you know, pass all the, as you said, the scrutiny, whether it's through your customs here or through your, you know, just the Amazon, you know, people, right? In this case. And even if you have your own website, then you have to go through the whole thing. Now, Amazon works better for a lot of people because they handle a lot of the stuff for you. You know, you don't have to do stuff. You ship them things, mm-hmm. they have them, and they do this. And then, that's the other thing in Amazon people don't realize. Like you can be on Amazon, nobody buys your products because your ranking is just like Google.
Oh,
like, if you're not on the top page, you're not even going to be there. There's products out there that are already doing this. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of forms and stuff. And if you want to have a store in Amazon, that can be actually something. And you have to trademark. And so there's a lot of stuff, folks. You know, we can have a whole show about just how to go on Amazon. And believe me, I spent years working with that.
I was gonna say, so my very first product, I made this product, like I had this product made exactly how I wanted it. It took months and months and months, and that was the very first one. And in the meantime, while I was waiting, I was, you know, doing this other stuff. But the product that I waited for, probably it was almost a year in the making, when it finally got shipped to Amazon, the battery was too small for the product. It was not the quality, like something was wrong. So I had to, that was a whole headache, because it's like I started getting a couple bad reviews and I'm like, what? This is a great product. Like, and come to find out, the battery wasn't big enough so that, you know, and that's the last thing I want, is to have a bad product. That was the whole reason I started this, to have high quality products that were affordable, that would last a long time. And that was devastating, because this took, you know, I mean, back to the drawing board, and they never did get it right. So I had to pull that product and, you know, dealing with all of that issue on that end. You learn in business, and if it's not right, you got to start over, you know, you got to pivot. And I pivoted a lot. I had a patent, you know, someone claimed a patent on, my red light therapy belt, and that got resolved. But that was another, you know, probably 5 or 6 months of dealing with that.
Tammy, thank you for sharing this, because for our young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general who are really just looking into business, by the way, that's a beautiful thing. And but know that these things will be. And someone can say, well, maybe you didn't plan correctly. Trust me, folks, you plan all this stuff. And then when you get into the real, you know, it's like, you know, having a theory course and then getting into the trenches, two different things. Learning about, I mean, I'm going to give the worst case scenario example. War, right? It's one thing to be in the war versus to just watch it on the news, right? Or watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah.
Nothing is what it seems, right? So in this business, or, you know, in the world of business, it's not easy. I mean, you know, I mentioned, you know, the expo, right? You know, by the way, yeah, it's a great source for you. So you might
want to. I would love to go someday. Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
It's actually going to happen at the end of the month.
You know, my gosh. Yeah. Maybe next year.
but I think they have one that is organic, you know, in December, but they have them all over the world. There's also one in Anaheim. That's a big one in California. That's annual. So there's Vegas. Yeah, so there's different ones, but they come from all over the world. It's really, you get all the different manufacturers, all the different concepts out there, all the new tech. And, you know, there's, I'm telling you, they were like, it's one of the biggest complexes in the actual place there. I mean, it's a big expo space. They have like eight literally expo places where these things were. And you can spend, it was 3 days and you would not stop. Everywhere you go, there's something.
And cool.
You know, and they have demonstrations and a lot of stuff. So here's the thing. You know, your work, your journey, your difficulty is something to be expected. But what I love is that you're resilient. You didn't give up. And you're right. You know, these things do happen. I mean, with the patent, for example, that's a big deal. Anyone who's been, anyone who has gone through the patent process would know. Now, I do, because I do have actually an invention and I've gone through the process.
How good for you.
You know, and so it takes time. It takes money. You know, there's research that needs to be done for your, and then you might not even, like, my invention didn't go anywhere. I mean, I have it, but because I didn't create a prototype and I'm still trying to find a license for it, but I'm not pushing it as much as I did in the beginning. So I hired a company to do these things, but it is a difficult process. You know, when you deal with these things, trademark itself can be a problem, right?
Yes.
You trade out your name. I mean, I love your logo. And that's the other thing, like as simple as that, people don't even realize what it takes to your logo, your packaging, you know, these things. You know,
absolutely.
It takes a lot finding the right stuff, right? And I love what you said, the quality, because again, if you're gonna sell in the U.S., you want high grade stuff, right? And you know, you don't want things that are flimsy, they're gonna break easy. So you want to push, you know, the whole concept here. But it takes a lot of work. So as a person, you know, you have to do a lot of work. You know,
yes.
And as a leader of the company, as the one that's investing time and money, You don't want to fail, but you got to keep going. That's the other thing. Once you're in, it's a very, you know, difficult time to go back. You know, it's
like, you can't.
there's no pushback here. You're going forward. You got to make it work. You know. That's
It's all I bootstrapped it. You know, I mean, it's all bootstrapped. So it's like I have to go forward. Like I can't, there's no way that I can quit. So that wasn't even an option for me whatsoever.
But here's the good news. You know, you are ahead of the game now. You've discovered there's plenty of ways to expand your business. Once you're already set and you're in motion, and you mentioned something important about the review, especially in Amazon, you know, there's just, Amazon, for example, runs these programs where you can give free products and there's refunds and stuff like that, or people get free products to promote you, to review your stuff. There's all kind of tricks. You need to really hire someone who actually knows how to market Amazon. There are people that are expert in how Amazon works in their marketing strategy. So there's quite a bit of stuff that's out there, but you're right. Reviews is everything today. You have a bad review, people may not look at
your
product. Because that's what people look. You know, you got five same products in Amazon today. I mean, I do a lot of Amazon stuff. And you look at it, you look at which one has how many reviews and what's the star rating. If it's like 5,000 and 4 stars, is better than 304 stars, or, you know, 303 stars. So you got to look at all these things. And simple, it couldn't be just, now Amazon is good about filtering the real reviews and bad reviews and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's people, what they see is what they see, right? And so it's difficult. Now, you also sell through your website, so that's also good, you know, and I'm not sure if you use Shopify or, you know, as another venue.
Yep.
TikTok?
Yep.
All right. So
you know, I actually have, I'm on the TikTok shop, but I haven't done anything with it.
there's agencies. You don't have to do much. You have them work for you and they promote your product for you. So
I need to really look more into that, because I know, I mean, you know, it's You know, you go on now. TikTok and see it. It's
Well, again, it's not very difficult, you know. So you create that shop, and then certainly, you know, if you don't want to get involved yourself, because you have to look at influencers and kind of, you know, send them up, you know, sample whatever. But if you work with these folks, you know, they basically actually identify key players out there that are willing to actually, and you know, you can give a product, you know, for free. You can give, depends on the product. You can give it at a discount rate, whatever. There's different options. But now these people actually do the work, and they actually promote the products, and it's really getting commercials basically to thousands and millions of people. And there's a commission rate, you know, so that gets split between the agents and those folks.
Sure.
But it sells your product. So if there is marketing, you know, piece of it, it works. And again, just something, you know, again, my wife, she's in that world too. So I learned with her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, if you got any good ones, send them my way.
well, you know, so when you go to your shop, you can, yeah. there is actually on the, when you go on the computers, there is the ability to look at agencies. And you see them there, or influencers. You can pick influencers or agencies. And
done that before. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So if you take the agencies, you can determine what rates you pay them. They're usually like 20%, whatever, 30%, you know, so you mark up your price correctly and you put it in there and they do the work. So, you know, you just have to be available. Now, TikTok is very picky. If you get an order, it's like 3 days. And if you're not,
that's what I heard.
Yeah. They'll drop your product. So there's a lot of stuff that goes crazy there. And if, let's say, the influencer states the wrong stuff, they'll put them off, they give them violations. So there's some rules, and Amazon has rules too. So everybody, if you got to be on the platform, you just got to know how to do and operate within the norms. But it's definitely, I mean, a big place, a big market, and people are selling left and right in there. So,
And I've messaged, you know, you can go on that influencer site to message them, and I've had some respond, but not as many. You know, it's like I'm very picky about who I'm messaging. Like, okay, you know, my person who would be, you know, the perfect one, but I need to just try again. It's been a while since I've been on TikTok trying to sell products.
you have great products, so you know that's just another venue. I mean, again, you gotta expand different ways,
right?
Again, it may work, it may not work, and that's the thing. But I've seen almost every potential product out there, and by the way, they have infrared, you know, like a red light therapy mask. They have, you know, different things, so they have different products, so the better quality always wins. And these guys, you know, they promote the stuff, because basically what they tell them, you have 2 weeks to promote this product. You know, it's not, once you get it, it's not like I don't like it, I'm not going to promote it. So that's kind of like the commitment with TikTok Shop, that if you get a product from a seller, that means you have to promote it within the time frame and create a video or whatever. And you put the conditions as well. So it kind of makes, you know, your rules apply. And, you know, some people will actually see the value of your products and they'll promote them. So and there's great value there. So again, but you know, for our audiences, folks, you know, this is the business part that is very difficult. And I commend everyone who actually takes the initiative and the leap, you know, and it's not just a leap of faith. It's a lot of work that takes, you know, place and a lot of sacrifice. It's not easy, folks. And that's all there is.
Now, what
would you tell our audiences, just, you know, steps that they can kind of do stuff with, you know, to maybe avoid, and or like what would be an advice for them about business if they're interested in it?
You know, I think no matter what, like if you truly are passionate about something and want to start a business, just do something, just start. Even if things aren't perfect, I know some people want to start these websites and they're passionate about something and they spend a year developing this website. Well, you need to start, you know, you need to just start. There's going to be something, you know, it's not if something happens and if something goes wrong, it's when it's going to go wrong. You just have to know that and have the mindset of things are going good now. When something goes wrong, and just deal with it and pivot if you need to. It's not if. I mean, as an entrepreneur, there's always going to be fires to put out. There's always going to be things that go wrong. But the highs are high and the lows are low. And you just, you know, it is a roller coaster, but you get through it. And, in the long run, you'll be a better person. And if anything, you would have learned something. So as long as you're always learning, it's a positive thing.
Super. That's a powerful message, because again, I think you said it best, is that a lot of people are afraid to start, you know, a business, so they mm-hmm. want to have everything perfect. We've covered this multiple times, and you hear it a lot of, you know, in business talk shows. And that's really what it is. You do not need to have everything to start. You just need to have the basics to start, and the will, and the, you know, the actual, you know, patience, because it's going to take patience, effort, time, energy, money to do a lot of things. And, you know, you might not have a lot of capital to start with. So you have to work, you know, with minimal stuff to get, you know, what you need, and you have to be creative. And there's a lot of technology out there. You can use AI now. You can use websites that are pre-designed. You know, there's things you can get started almost, you know, with a fraction of the cost. And I'm not like, you know, the folks that say like, well, you can start a website for $0. You can, but it will not do the functions that you want, especially if you can
exactly
e-commerce things. So you know, I just when you tell somebody, you know, a tip, give them the whole thing, give them the whole picture. Yeah, you can get a free website, and it will be just like a visual website. You can have a couple pages and people can look at your information. But if you want to have, you know, payments and mailing and marketing and all the tools, it's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars a month if you have one of those, you know, a subscription website, or you can design it and then you have to host it and all stuff. So it's pretty out there, you know. Now they have even AI websites now that you can design almost with a click, you know. But you still have to you have to know what you're doing and stuff. But again, if you want to start with something, you can always transit your website. You can always shift, you know, from a provider to another, but you get to start. That's the whole thing. And that's a big one for a lot of people. They want to be in business, but they don't know where to start and whether they should start. And you know, the picture is never going to be perfect up front.
No.
You know, even the biggest companies today, Amazon, they didn't figure out day one.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, Facebook didn't figure out phase one. Yeah, so yeah, you were going to say something. Sorry, Demi.
Well, it was just when you say, you know, you can do one thing and go to the next. That's exactly what I did. My first website was GoDaddy, because it was easy to put it together. And then, of course, I did switch to Shopify, but I didn't know any better, you know? And it was a website and... But yeah, my first one was GoDaddy. I mean, it was probably, I think, $30 a month, maybe cheaper, actually. And then switch to Shopify. So yeah, just start. That's all you got to do.
Even Shopify, they have the $30 and they have the professional one that's more. And you know, you can have them build it for you. You can build your own. I mean, if you build any own, you got to know what to do, because it gets a little complex with the pictures.
It's very complex,
and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, again, I've actually dabbled with all this stuff. I've created Shopify, you know, sites, and I've created, you know, personal sites, you know, for different businesses. You know, using Wix, for example, is pretty common. You know, web, WordPress is another format. You know, website that people can design. There's many things, or you can just get a third party to just get it done. Now, again, when your business is up and running and you are generating revenue, you can allocate, you know, reassign someone to, matter of fact, if you're big enough, you can have your own website, you know, team to just build your stuff and do the whole thing for you. So that's the thing. But you start, I mean, again, humans, we start by just crawling and then slowly, you know, standing up and falling and then walking slowly, then we stand tall, right? And that's life, right? And same thing in business. You can't expect it to be up there unless you have millions to start with, and even that doesn't guarantee you're going to get a good success, you know, up front. So again, folks, great, you know, thank you, Tammy, for talking about like the business concept, because many people have this feeling that it's difficult and or they want it perfect and that it's going to succeed at the first month. Maybe there's a 1%, not even, that actually gets it right the first time. And you know what? If you are that 1%, you know, God bless, right? But it's not always the case. Many people are failing multiple times, many businesses, and switching concepts and changing products and this and the other, only to get into it. But here's the thing. You said it. You learn. And as you learn. You learn, that means you're not failing. You're learning different things, different ways, and you're improving your skills. You're improving your way. And you're going to figure it out. You know, you get into the trenches. Yeah. I mean, you look at more things. Again, this when I mentioned the expo, You know, it was a whole, when we started, I mean, we had no clue what we were in as an industry. When we got there, we found everything from the manufacturing, from the bottles, from the technologies that you can use, from the labeling, from the marketing agencies, from the, I mean, you can have everything pre-done for you, whether you want makeup, you want, if you think it, cosmetically and beauty-wise, they have it. I mean, it's crazy. And you'd be surprised how big, you know, that industry is. So it's amazing. But if you're not in something, you don't know.
Yeah.
So you got to get in. Yeah. You know, you got to be in it to win it, as they say, right? So that's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so now, how this whole thing helped you with your work-life balance? Because it was all about your family. Because the whole thing is, the concept of yours is that you wanted to bring this to family, you know, so everybody can live and work, you know, enjoy their health and wellness at home with that stuff. How did that impact your life personally?
It, you know, going through all of this, I've learned so much about wellness. I mean, I, like I said, I always try to be healthy. I mean, well, over the last 10 years, at least, you know, I mean, not in my younger days. It's made me slow down and realize just how precious our health is. Our health is really the most important thing. Life is short, and finding that out, you know, with my husband's parents' ailments and stuff. And they, you know, they scrimped and saved, and they weren't healthy, you know. They got sick and ended up in nursing homes, and, you know, and everything that she didn't do because she was scrimping and saving, just go do it and be healthy while you're doing it, though. So it's made me slow down and just relax and take time for myself. Usually the time is at night still, but I still do it. You know, it's made me read so many more books that are, you know, about health and wellness and meditation and manifestation and things like that. I, you know, before this journey, I hadn't picked up a book in years, except for a real estate book, I suppose. But it's just made me slow down and just value our health a lot more than I did.
Well, that's another powerful message, folks. I mean, here's the thing. We are going to live whatever is meant to be in terms of lifespan, right? I mean, again, for those of us that believe in that we are here for a period of time and then we depart, I mean, that's all there is. And we all, that's one certain thing in life is death, right? So we can't hide from it. We can't shy away from it. It's a fact, right? So we all going to, you know, perish or expire, as in the clinical terms, that's how they refer to it in healthcare, believe it or not. But certainly when we go, we go. But the question is, how do we live? Do we live a vital life, you know, excited life? Do we enjoy our life, you know, while we have our, you know, capabilities? Because that's the other thing. You never know what can hit you, and then you can't do things that you actually used to do. There's just, no way. Your body is not going to be physically able to do certain things. You will be frail eventually if you get to an older age. That the question is, how do you get there? How long does it take you? Do you get there sooner or do you get there later? You can go through your lifespan with a very, you know, active lifestyle and stuff, and that's important. But not everybody has that. See, that's the thing. Some people, they as you said, they don't even see the world. I mean, that's the other thing. Enjoy life. You know, there's quite a few things, you know, it's worth, you know, enjoying. And every moment is not, you're not getting back. This split second is gone. It's not coming back, right?
Yeah.
And so, and by the way, again, an exercise that every now and then I throw this to people: look at your life, whatever you are today, and reflect back, you know, from the minute you realized that you existed to now. You probably can flash that whole thing in your mind in less than 2 minutes. That's life. So how far are you ahead? Is it a minute and a half? Is it 2 minutes more? I don't know. But whatever it is, you got to look at that as a concept, and you know what? Enjoy it. But look at what would make you happy. Make sure you do all the good things for yourself. Stay healthy and well, because that's the most ultimate thing. Don't ruin your health. And you know what? If you're aware, then you're aware. Now you know. I mean, we all had those days where we didn't know better, right? And that's all good. But once you know, again, the matrix, red pill, blue pill, you get the red pill, you're awake. Now you know. So now you know what to do. So just do it, and it's never too late. Now, that could be a problematic word, because it could be too late if things have gone bad. But
right.
even in that rate, you know, there, you know, I've had talks where our immune system is capable to turn things. Our bodies are really,
yes.
I mean, they can turn things around with the right, you know, food, the right, you know, nutrition, the right exercise, the right things. So these tools that you have, you know, exfoliation and red light therapy, all these things can make a big difference in your own health and generate, you know, a life that is better and healthier. And you can do more, you know, you can enjoy your family more. You can do more mm-hmm. with your kids. You can, you know, just be happier as opposed to being depressed and, you know, not in a good place. So again, thank you for really sharing that, because that's a big, big one also. I mean, so we've covered quite a bit of angles here, from the health, the wellness, the food, the business, you know, tactics. It's pretty cool, you know, that when someone is really studying, you know, a whole business, you know, with a concept that is always going to benefit people. And I think, yeah. and I think we should encourage more people that, you know, we need more sustainable businesses that actually look at our health and wellness. So you can generate funds, you can generate money in the business world while doing a good thing and, you know, and being a good, you know, product out there, great service, you know, also for those people who have services. So if you're out there and you want to do for it, you know, as you said, mm-hmm. just do it. Again, we quote Nike here, because that's just to make sure.
Absolutely. I was going to say too, piggyback on, you know, what you said, it's powerful. But my favorite quote in the entire world is, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And I think about that quote all the time, because it can be in your health, it can be in your business, it can be in your personal life, anything. That quote is just so powerful. And it's true, you know, just do something today that your future self will thank you for. That's just...
Well, it is up there in the top ones, and actually it doesn't fail, because you're right. You know, as long as you live, you want to be better, and whatever today mm-hmm. makes the next phase of your life, you know, determined, right? So you want to know to do the right thing now so you can have a better next one. And you don't want that next you to tell you, like, what the hell happened there? What did you mess up with? And a lot of right. us have done that already. I mean, you know, early days.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, like, I have younger kids, so it's very difficult when you talk to the younger folks, because they don't believe that things can go wrong, because they haven't experienced
no.
You know, they have right. all the faith in the world that everything's going to be always peachy, which, you know, if you lived long enough, you know that is not the case. So expect right. that things can go wrong. So how do you prevent them? Well, there's ways to prevent that. Now, maybe you're not going to feel ill today because your body is still got all the capabilities. But as your metabolism changes, as your ages, you know, everything starts changing. So if you didn't build a good foundation, it's like building a skyscraper with a very weak, you know, foundation. It's what's going to mm-hmm. happen. At the first tremor, that thing is going to drop. Well, that's exactly what happens with our bodies. If we treat our body like garbage and put in all the wrong stuff in, you know, within, and so it's only a matter of time where your body's going to like, oops, I am not going to operate the way you want me to do because you didn't treat me right. And now you have a problem because you can't move your body because your body's yeah. not responding anymore, right? So we don't want that. We want to be alive, you know. And mm-hmm. so again, here's the good news always. You, whenever you are, wherever you are, today is a good day to start. You know, and if you're already doing, continue doing and do better. If not, begin. That's all. So there is no time frame where there's no, oh my God, I can't do it. Again, the key to start. And if you start, you know, people stop smoking, people stop drugs, people start, you know, alcohol, people stop bad things, bad food and stuff, and they turn a new leaf and they're much healthier and doing better and living a better life. And yeah. that's the thing. You want to live happier with less problems and complications. That's it. And if you do get into business, there is a life balance thing. You got to take care of yourself, because business will suck you dry if you don't do that too. So you have to know mm-hmm. how to play this card of balance. And you know, you can do it. There's tools out there and there's products out there that can help you do it. Wow. So I know I think we've exceeded the hours. So what would you leave our audiences with? I mean, I know that's quote, that quote was powerful. Anything else you want to add to our audiences before we close our show today?
Just reiterating that self-care isn't selfish. You need to take care of yourself first. And whether, even if you don't, you know, if you don't have the money for red light therapy or anything like that, there's so many other things that you can do that don't cost any money. You can go outside with your bare feet and ground yourself. Grounding yourself is powerful. That reduces inflammation, and that costs nothing. You just go on the grass and you sit and lay on the grass. There's, you know, journaling, you know, just a lot of things that you can do that don't cost any money that just helps, helps as well if you can't afford other things. Our website also has a lot of blog posts that talks about a whole bunch of wellness issues that you might have or questions that you might have or things that you never thought about sleeping, things like that, you know, getting enough sleep. That's huge for health. So I just leave with just there's a lot of things you can do that do not cost any money at all. And with this world that we're living in and all the information at our fingertips, there's no reason not to know about all the awesome things that you can do to stay healthy.
And that's actually a great, you know, way of closing our show. But before we do that, just one last thing. The website is happysoulwellness.com, right?
Yep.
Right. And so everything is there. If people can go there, or you can go to Amazon as well, right? And they can check out the products.
Yeah, and it's a Happy Soul, S-O-L, soul as in sun and light is how I came up with the name. So, and our Instagram is at Happy Soul WI. If they want to check us out on Facebook too, we're Happy Soul Wellness. So we have lots of information on our website and Instagram and Facebook too.
Listen, Tammy, it was awesome having you on the show and sharing with us your story, your journey, your business, your success, as well as your difficult times, you know, that got you to here. So wish you the best and the continuation of much success and greater success, of course. And I know that that's going to be the case because you don't strike me like someone that's going to stop anytime soon. You're going to continue doing this.
No.
And whatever we can do from our side here to help you and assist as well, we'll continue doing it. Again, my guests are, you know, for life, you know, so we're, as long as
awesome.
This media company is going to exist, your products and in your company is going to be always highlighted. And so we'll continue with that. And, you know, folks, again, you look at the sites, see what's out there for you. There's definitely products that are very affordable that can make a difference in your health. Check them out. And at least the information is available and it's free. So that's something there's no charge for. So do check out this site, please. All right. Well, so that's it. I'm Eric Dinesh. Hope you enjoyed our show today. We'll be talking soon in the show on the topic. Bye for now.